On popped up left field. Kepler is waiting and he's got it. Zach Wheeler with a day for the ages today at Citizens Bank Park. A pitch away from perfect was Wheeler as he goes the distance in a 3-1 victory. A one hitter for Wheeler.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. There was yesterday. Zach Wheeler, a gem. Complete game, one hitter against the Cincinnati Reds. Scott Franski on the call. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. On to the midday show today alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. I almost called you Joe. Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. It's the weekend. Zach Wheeler, if you're listening, I see you. Still number nine on the list, though. Way to affect one game out of five.
Well, we'll get to Wheeler in a second here, but I got to say, it's great to see it's great to see you. I mean, this morning, though, the greeting that I got from you was not inspiring.
You look banged up, dog.
I see Hugh, and the first thing he says to me is, you look like you had a rough one, dog.
You had a rough had a rough weekend.
A rough one?
No, listen.
Man.
We all
don't just tell me I look like crap.
I mean, okay. You look pretty bad this morning. You look pretty bad. Like you what they say, tied one on. You tied one on this weekend.
Nah, just a lot of work.
Shout out to everybody who was out this weekend, had a wonderful weekend. Shout out to all the folks that had to lug trash all around the city. It's kind of crazy that we're doing that, but hey, you know, I mean, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, everybody in the city, I think, having a rough one.
Shout out to Zach Wheeler, man. I'm convinced he listens to the show.
Well, he is taking it personally since
you
voted him number nine.
Number nine. I'm convinced. Zach Wheeler, that was a big old F you to me.
Well, an unbelievable performance from Zach Wheeler today.
Phenomenal.
A lot to get to throughout the course of the show. But yeah, we'll start there with the Phillies. Phils win 2-3 against the Reds. They drop game one, but they bounce back the next 2 days. Ranger Suarez, really good outing Saturday. But the big story, Zach Wheeler yesterday. I mean, just incredible. We've seen a lot of Zach Wheeler starts. That might have been his best start with the Phillies, which is really saying something considering the resume.
It's only his fifth time in his whole career he's had a complete game, right?
Yeah, I think it's his first complete game since 2021.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Wild,
either
man.
2021 or 2022. Would have had a perfect game if not for the one mistake he made. Austin Hayes, Kyle's favorite guy, hitting a home run. But aside from that, he was incredible. He was untouchable. And we're just so lucky to have this guy, Hugh. What a performance from Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, not only that, it makes you think. What is his end game? Because he's already made it clear. He only got a couple years left. So he's pitching like, you know, there's no tomorrow. It's just unfortunate that, you know, offensively. And it's still early. Well, it's not early. It's still a lot of baseball left to be played. Let me say that. That if they pick it up, it might be something special. It could potentially be something special.
Absolutely. And this starting rotation's unbelievable. Kind of unbelievable that Zach Wheeler, the only Phillies pitcher headed to the All-Star game. But that's really the story this weekend. When you look at the starting pitching and you compare it to the offense on the other side, Zach Wheeler as a starting pitcher versus Bryce Harper and his struggles with the offense. And that's kind of the question coming out of this weekend here. Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or are you more discouraged by this offense? Where would you fall on that here?
I would be encouraged by the starting pitching, man. I think that when you look at what they've been able to do and what they've been able to mass over the last couple of weeks is, you know, if the offense gets going, which they kind of feel like it will, that they'll be okay. You know, there's something to be said. We were talking in the meeting this morning and something was said about, you know, catching fire at the right time. I believe in that. And it's weird because most times when you look at a lot of teams that have success, and you go back and look at the season that they had, a lot of times it starts out rocky. One team that jumps out to me immediately when I think of that is the Indianapolis Colts, the year that they won the Super Bowl. I always get the guy's name mixed up. Bob Sanders, the secondary player, the safety. When he came back and how that defense got a lot better. They were porous during the last few games of the season, and a lot of people were concerned about whether or not they were going to be able to stop anybody. You know, they're like a sieve. They couldn't stop water. And in the playoffs, when he came back, they became a better team. So I think there is something to be said about catching fire at the right time. The Mets did it last year. When you talk about the run that they were on, and obviously they petered out towards the end, but after that game that we had with them overseas, they took off and they rode that wave all the way to the end of the season, and that's what it was. Like I said, unfortunately they didn't finish it out, but yeah. That's what there's something to that.
Yeah, and you look at the starting pitching, it's been outstanding without a doubt. And if you want to get in the start show, 215-592-9494, are you more encouraged by the starting pitching that this team has or discouraged by the struggles of this offense? Because I look at it, and I still come away, as great as the pitching is, more concerned about the offense. I mean, even with six runs on Friday, they squandered a bunch of chances. Sunday, I mean, very nearly gave that game away. They had runners in the corners, nobody out in the sixth inning. Strikeout, strikeout, walk, strikeout. You get nothing. And I want to believe that this pitching staff can carry them. But I watched this offense and how bad they are with runners in scoring position. 0 for 10 yesterday, 3 for 13 Friday. And it's just hard for me to believe that the pitching, the starting pitching alone can carry them. It didn't work in 2011. It didn't work last year. And that's why, Hugh, as great as this weekend was, and Wheeler, and we'll talk a ton about Zach Wheeler throughout the course of the show. The guy's just incredible. But I look at the offense and specifically the struggles and the Bryce Harper element, where Bryce is dealing with this wrist thing. Who knows if he's going to get back to being the Bryce Harper that we become accustomed to seeing and we feel like the Phillies need. That's what really worries me, and even after this weekend, I'm still more worried about the offense.
Yeah, and I said this last week, and it really ran Joe kind of hot. Now I'm pretty sure it's going to run Kyle hot too, because I didn't say the exact words "become a slap hitter." I didn't say that, but it was implied that that's what Bryce is probably going to have to be until he gets comfortable with his wrist. I mean, we've heard the stories about how, and he's even said, it's not going to get any better. So with that being said, you're going to have to adjust your game a little bit. So until he gets comfortable with the adjustments that he has to make, that might be the Bryce Harper that we're going to need and going to have until he does get comfortable.
Yeah, and I don't know if the Phillies can win like that. Like, I think they need Bryce Harper to be a difference maker. I think they need him to be a power hitter. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, you're more encouraged by the starting pitching or discouraged by the defense. It's hard after what we've seen the last couple years for me to just think the starting pitching can solely carry them. I mean, over the last 22 games prior to yesterday, Phillies had a 2.34 starting ERA. Mm-hmm. Best in baseball by over a run. And their record was only 14-8. I mean, it's a good record. But you'd think, with that kind of ERA, your record's like 17-5 or 18-4, something like that. And the offense just, in my mind right now, isn't carrying their end. And Kyle, I wanted to ask you, where do you fall on this? Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or discouraged by the offense?
I don't know how you can't be more encouraged by what the starting pitching's doing right now. Like, it's historic. And I know that the ERA is probably not as good as it was in 2011, but I think that's skewed a little bit by, you know, some of the scrubs they threw out there as fifth starters, maybe a bad Taiwan start.
The Vanim.
Yeah, Lizardo having a few stinkers in there, Mick Abel, like all that stuff. But like, I think this starting rotation has potential to be better by the end of the season than that 2011 rotation. And I know that the pitching here includes everything, like the relief pitching, which is not very good, but that's something that I feel like can sort of fix itself like the easiest of any of the aspects of a team. Like, they can add at the trade deadline. They can even move a few guys from the starting rotation to the bullpen when October comes, because you're really only like four guys deep when you're starting with your starting pitching in the playoffs. And look, if you think about it, this sounds crazy to even say, the starting rotation has the potential to get even better. Like, they might add, you know, they're going to add Aaron Nola back, which I don't know what he's going to be. I know he's bad. Before he went on this rehab assignment, or before he went on the IL, but he's going to a rehab assignment right now, and there is a chance, guys, that that was actually what was limiting him in the beginning of the season, that we might see sort of a return to your favorite guy, TK, the true ace, Aaron Nola.
The fake ace?
Yeah, the fake ace, Aaron
Nola.
The
real number four?
Yeah, but like, I think Aaron Nola is going to be pitching better than he was at the beginning of the season when he comes back. And then I don't know what's going to happen with Andrew Painter. I know they're saying he's got to earn his way up here, but he's going to add some depth to the starting rotation too. Like, this has potential to get even better. And the thing about the offense is, like, I understand that the Bryce thing's definitely a worry, but I don't, like, everyone wants this explosive, high-powered offense that we've seen from the Phillies in years past. I don't know if, like, they necessarily need that just because of how good the starting pitching has been. So, like, I mean, I think it's not great right now. We can probably get a little bit better than this. Like, it'll probably regress toward the mean in the positive way. And I think they'll end up being okay. Like, just watching the starting pitching right now is a treat every night. So, like, I'm way more encouraged by that.
It is. And you know, I don't want to diminish what the starting pitching is doing, but we're 90 games in at this point. And I just feel like the offense isn't where you need it to be. And I do feel like the representation of both these sides, whether it's starting pitching or lineup, really does come down to Zach Wheeler and Bryce Harper. And first off, with Wheeler, here was Rob Thompson talking about him yesterday and kind of what he was able to do.
Was today about as good as you've ever seen?
Yes. After the fourth, I thought this has a chance to be a no-hitter or perfect game. I really did. And, you know, you get behind Hayes 3-1, I think, and just left a fastball over the middle of the plate, and he put a good swing on it. So he was just dominant. I mean, everything working, control, command, whatever. I mean, it was just everything was great.
And it was. It was just insane yesterday what Zach Wheeler was able to do, 12 strikeouts in that game. And then you compare that with Bryce Harper, and Bryce still dealing with the wrist thing. And it doesn't sound like it's getting a whole lot better. Here was Bryce last week talking about why he decided to come off the IL now.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And you know, from BP to live and things like that, kind of gave us the same results each day. So I thought today was a good one.
Is it something you're going to have to manage, though, in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I'm not sure yet what that's going to feel like. So we're going to, you know, as I go, I think, and as I know you guys will, and Tomper as well. So we'll see, you know, how I feel tonight, tomorrow.
And Hugh, I keep hoping that Bryce is going to find his rhythm, get back to being that guy, but the longer this season goes and the more you can tell it's just bothering him, the more I feel like he might not get there this year.
He might not be the guy that we're used to seeing, but he can still be effective. I think there are other ways that he can be effective. Bryce can still be a threat. And I know nobody wants to hear that because he's been a power guy all this time, but if he can just and I'm just laughing because I know if Joe was sitting there, he would probably blow a stack right now. But if he could just find a way to be effective and help move runners over, I think that's what this team needs at this point. I'm laughing even
help
thinking about
move runners over. I mean,
yeah, listen, man,
I'm going to blow my stack now, Hugh. $330 million.
I understand what you're saying. But right now, it's obvious that this man is not comfortable. And they basically gave him every assurance that he wasn't going to re-injure himself when he came out there. He's not comfortable. He's been saying that for the last couple of weeks. That's why it's taking so long. Dave Dombrowski came out and said, well, it's up to Bryce when he wants to come back. Yeah, sometimes y'all just got to read between the
this
lines,
this is the thing,
man.
Though, man. This team can't win. This offense can't be great without Bryce being great.
You got to figure it out. You got to figure out how to be great without Bryce being as great as he once was, if that's the case.
They have no power in the rest of the lineup aside from Schwarber.
I know, and that's worrisome. But, like, I think you we could add a little bit of perspective to this, and I know I'm going to sound Dave Dombrowski-ish. Remember
Kyle Quinn and perspective in the same sentence.
Well, look, I'm
you can tell Kyle's been on vacation
missing for a week on the show. I know
this
that.
We got to rile him up. This is not the Kyle Quinn I know.
I was waiting for him to be a little bit more aggressive. He must have had a good vacation.
I'm with you today, but like, I think if I were to tell you that this team has the best starting rotation in baseball, and still, here's the perspective part. It's a top 10 offense in the majors. That's good enough to win you the World Series.
That's a Mickey Mouse top 10 ranking.
It's not Mickey Mouse.
It's
what the numbers are, Tom. You said it. They're 90 games in. It's not Mickey Mouse when it's 90 games in. That's what it is.
It's not a top 10 offense.
It is a top 10 offense.
Look at the numbers.
We watch them every day. That's not a top 10 offense.
They're sixth in the league in batting average. They're 10th in runs. They are ninth in OPS. That's a top 10 offense, if you ask me.
Look at the numbers.
I care about scoring runs. They won a game where they went 0-10 with runners in scoring position. Am I going out of my mind here?
Well, they won the game, Tom.
They won. I mean,
that's the pitching.
I know nobody wants to hear that today. I feel strange saying it with so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, you won.
No, I felt icky though because it's like Dombrowski after the Mets series. Like, well, they weren't the worst.
Yeah,
they weren't the worst Chase team.
It's not great. But it's not the worst.
Hey, but listen, we're right there. We're right there, guys. Yeah, we're right there.
At least they won. But want to get your thoughts. Are you more encouraged by this starting pitching or discouraged by this offense? And really, Bryce Harper, because Bryce had a rough weekend. I mean, 0-for-4, 4 Ks on Saturday, struggled again yesterday. I mean, if anybody can kind of turn it around, it would be Bryce Harper from something like this. But hey, when it's an injury, it's really beyond your control. And that's my concern. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's get a start on the phones with Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Have you solved the Phillies' problems today, man?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher in a Phillies uniform since Steve Carlton. Hugh, stop throwing shade at him.
I'm not throwing shade. I think I'm motivated, Zach, to be totally honest.
No. That's a spin. As great as Cole Hamels, Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, and Curt Schilling were, Wheels is the ace of aces, and we are watching an absolute legend every time he takes the hill, and it's unbelievable. Now, guys, going to your question here, the offense is the problem. I know Kyle's got his head up in the clouds and he's confused because, you know, he had a week off. And actually, if you want to rile Kyle up, just call his dad and have him come in, get on the show and tell us what Kyle did last
week. Love Kyle's dad.
Love Kyle's dad.
Yeah. So, guys, in all seriousness, you cannot be an effective hitter without your hands. So the wrist issue to Harper is a major, major, major problem. This injury, I feel like, is going to force Dave Dombrowski to spend more in assets than he normally would because he has to. Two guys out there that I would love for him to go back to the well, go out to see the Angels again, and both are right-handed power bats. Either Taylor Ward, who's got 20 home runs, is 31 years old, he'll cost less. Or you go get Joe Adell, who's got 19 home runs and is 26-year-old. He's going to cost a whole lot more. Personally, I want them to go get Adele because I feel like it keeps the window open longer. And I would be even willing to trade Painter for him. You have to make a move. You can't waste a Zach Wheeler's career. You can't waste whatever you got left of Bryce. You can't waste whatever you got left of Schwarber, Castellanos. Guys, this team is old. The window is shutting fast. If you're going to do it, you can't wait. You have to take a shot.
Well, Chris, I mean, that's the way I look at it. And you look at the starting pitching, and I think you make a good point about wasting the starting pitching. Because I look back in 2011, and that's how I feel about that season. I feel like the Phillies wasted great starting pitching. And it was kind of similar to this year, where we look back now at that team, we think, oh, they won 102 games. That team is incredible. But the offensive issues were kind of similar that year. I mean, Chase Utley was older, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard. That offense was not great. That's why the Phillies kind of went out and went all out for 100 pence at the deadline. But in the end, that team didn't win as great as their starting pitching was because they couldn't hit in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's the same problem. They squandered the opportunity. They wasted the aces on nothing. We got nothing out of it. And I don't want to have history repeat itself. And I feel like this whole thing with Wheeler, like people keep trying to debate, like maybe we get him to stay, maybe we get him to stay. Now, in comparison, he's going to be a Barry Sanders. He's going to go out at the absolute top of his game and be comfortable with that and go down as one of the greatest pitchers ever. And people, you know, out there that don't want to give him a shine, that, you know, put him at number nine. You know, those people, shame on you. Shame on you, Hugh Douglas. S-H-A-M-E! Shame.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call. I always love the whatever word Chris chooses to spell out at the end there.
Chant, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little shameful, Hugh. What, nine?
Nine was...
Listen.
It seems like there's something personal there.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
I love Zach. Zach's an awesome dude. But I do feel like he feels some kind of way because I had him at number nine. Because the way that he pitched yesterday, I felt that in my spirit that he that was a big middle finger to me.
Now, if the Phillies win the World Series, like let's say they win the World Series, Zach Wheeler is the World Series MVP. Do we get you in the parade as like the motivation?
Nah.
But like, what if Zach went up on the Art Museum steps or whatever? If the Phillies do it there, and you know, he says, yeah, this is the thank you to Hugh Douglas for motivating me.
It would be more Philly if he said this is a big F you to Hugh Douglas.
That would be great.
And if he won that, then I would apologize he would move up in the rankings, and I would be so happy for him, because one of the best parades that I've ever seen was the Phillies parade.
Yeah.
The first one.
That was the first one in 25 years.
That was the first one. So for him to go out on top like that, man, that's what it kind of felt like, you know, with him announcing that, you know, his time is coming up short. The fact that he doesn't work out at all. Zach, if you listen, the fact that you don't work out at all, that I had to hold that against you a little bit, just a little bit. And for him to have the kind of day that he had, that's almost the equivalent. When I think of the day that Zach had, just work with me a little bit. And I know he's not doing this, but could you see Zach smoking like a pack of Black and Miles, drinking a couple, like, what is it, Natty Lights?
I see where you're
down in a couple Natty Lights, and then going out there and pitching a complete game.
I see where you're going with this. It looks so easy the way he does it.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it kind of feels like.
Like one of those guys in the 50s or whatever.
Yeah, he went out there and hold my beer.
Pitch an inning, you go down, you have a smoke.
Yeah, have a smoke in the dugout or whatnot. I know he doesn't do that, but yesterday it felt like that's kind of what it was.
Yeah.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek because I know that even though he said he doesn't work out, there's a certain element, like he does something to pitch at the level he pitches at. There's no question about that. But it was kind of cool to see that yesterday.
Yeah, he's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And again, man, we're so lucky to have Zach Wheeler. I said before, I think he's the best Philly this century, the best Philly player. I mean, he's just incredible. The things that he is able to do, the way he is able to pitch consistently, and he really leads this rotation. This rotation's been incredible. When you look at Wheeler, when you look at Sanchez, when you look at Ranger, I mean, Lizardo, that's the one thing to worry about a little bit. Friday, another bad outing from Jesus Lizardo here in the number five spot is what it is. But this rotation is great. And the question is, are they great enough to carry this team? And are you more confident and encouraged by the starting pitching or discouraged and worried about the offense? As much as I love the starting pitching, as much as I love watching Wheeler, these other guys, it's just so hard for me to fully invest in this team, fully get behind them making a deep run when this offense is what it is. And they just need to hit more. They need to come up bigger with runners in scoring position
and
take advantage of their chances.
I think this is opportunity, man, because we've seen this story before, especially in the postseason, where offensively they haven't been able to hit a whole lot. So maybe this is a lesson in, you know, adjustments. Maybe this is the year that Bryce Harper has to adjust and be that, for lack of a better way of saying it, just like a contact hitter and move runners.
You know what? Shut up.
I know, man. I hate, you know, move, I feel the,
it's
real.
It's the move runners part.
I know.
I can feel Giglio dying from.
No, I can. And every time I say it, I could just be like, what are you talking about? But here's a man that is obviously – this is the part that I try to bring people back behind the curtain about. Bryce Harper, in order for him to be successful, he has to feel centered. You know, all players do. Any professional athlete has to go out there and they have to feel like everything's in concert as far as their body, their mind, their spirit, and all the other stuff. Right now, the mental block for him is his wrist, and it doesn't feel right. So that entail throws him off a little bit. And so now he's out there trying to compensate, trying to figure it out because he knows his team needs him, but he's not in a position to be the guy that he once was. So there are some adjustments that have to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell he's certainly struggling right now. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, where do you stand with this Phillies team after the weekend and 90 games into the season? Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or worried about the offense? Your calls on that coming up. Plus, you'll hear more from Topper and Zach Wheeler on his incredible performance yesterday afternoon. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.